All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will anoint this information. Anything that is wrong, I pray that it drops off into the pit and be burned by your holy fire. Anything that is right or even potentially right, I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that it will be made manifest into the hearts of those who hear this. Father, make us ready, count us worthy in the name of Jesus to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before you, Jesus, at the wedding supper. We cannot wait. And boy, does it seem like we're getting close. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah.
Watch and pray, for I would come for you one day. I gave you my word so you would know the time I'd come and take you. It's time for you to look around. The signs I gave are coming down. Don't be caught asleep and blind. You don't want to be left. Come and be holy. 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 Come and be holy.
Praise God.
The end of the age.
All right. Thank you, Jesus. Let's move forward.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong.
It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
Praise God. So, things are not what they seem. It's important to know that there are probably hundreds of thousands of miles of deep underground military bases and tunnel systems that go even under the Atlantic Ocean from continent to continent. They've been in progress of building these things in the black ops, with the trillions of dollars, of course, of taxpayers' money, without the knowledge of the president ever, or rarely. It's alien tech. It's fallen angel technology. And they've been implementing it now for, wow, 50, 60, 70 years. The magneto-leviton trains have the ability to travel in a vacuum tube from, say, for example, London to Washington, D.C. in less than 30 minutes. They hit something like Mach 5. That's because the acrylic tube that surrounds the magneto-leviton train is in a vacuum, so you have no air resistance. These entities have access to those underground bases. They have access to the magneto-leviton train systems that allow them to travel across the world in different places very rapidly. This is why it means nothing when everybody's pointing at Obama and he appears to be getting on an airplane. And they say, oh, victory for us. Woo-hoo. That's not what's going on. Something really, really big is about to happen. It's huge. So, FYI, in case you didn't know, the war in the Middle East is taking off. As some people would say, like a bat out of heck. There has been no slowdown. In fact, there's been an uptick in its intensity. People who are standing literally in the sands of Syria are filming and testifying, whistleblowing, that there is an untold number of United States troops and military equipment, etc., probably tanks and all kinds of armored vehicles, who knows, missile systems, that have been spotted moving. When they try to communicate what they're seeing on the ground, I don't think they can find the right words. So they just say large number of American troops, large amounts of American equipment. We also know that the aberrant and evil generals that were placed underneath the Epstein, P. Diddy, evil blackmail dynamic, or were threatened by the global satanic crime syndicate that they would kill their children or whatever the case is. If you're not a fan of Goodfellas, if you're not a fan of Reservoir Dogs, you don't know how evil these people can be. And they are very evil. I can't even tell you. I don't want to repeat it. It's just too horrible to even. You don't want to start your day out this way. However, the war situation right now in the Middle East is out of control. Well, not completely out of control, but it is full speed ahead. Let's put it that way. So the carriers, probably about one third, if not one half of the United States Navy, they're all still over there. The war machine is moving forward exceedingly rapidly. We can expect some pretty big stuff to come out of the Middle East very soon. To exacerbate all that, of course, we have Donald Trump making multiple public statements about how he would always back Israel, because you have to do that in order to make it into the presidency. I'm not going to get into all that, but I will say this. When Obama gets on a plane, see, if they're going to activate we've talked about this before, Plan A, Plan B, Plan D, Plan whatever. And then, of course, I always say it's always going to be D, all of the above. Well, what if you have a collection of plans, assassination, multiple attempts, all that kind of stuff, and those things failed? What if, as a result, that individual ends up getting elected or becoming president-elect? What do you do? Is it possible that plan A, B, C, and D has already been effected, executed upon, and now we are at a point where they are executing upon plan Z? Now, I'm asking this as a question because I cannot confirm it, but what I can confirm from multiple sources is that Donald Trump suspiciously has not tweeted, not on Truth Social, not on Twitter. He hasn't so much as electronically spoken a single word to anybody since the election ended. I can also tell you that there is a very disturbing Q drop. Now, I'm not a Q person, but I'll tell you what. The more I read them, the more I'm wondering, who is this and how are they so well informed? In every group of dark people, evil people, there's always somebody that has a conscience that comes forward sooner or later. Therefore, if you're at Plan Z, what do you do if you are Obama and you're a trillionaire and you are being commissioned by the 15 most wealthy men in the entire world, and you're one of them? to execute Plan Z. Plan Z is the last thing you got. So what you're going to do, and again, I'm only proposing this as something to think about, but what I said about Trump disappearing, electronically disappearing, it's the first time in the history of Donald Trump. He's a very chatty guy. Where is he? Where's Melania? How come anybody isn't saying anything? Everybody's so busy popping corks of champagne and telling everybody, oh no, the Federal Reserve is refusing to, you know, succumb to the power of President-elect Trump and blah, 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 blah. That's exactly what they want. Sleight of hand, black magic. That's how it works. And the black magic, of course, when it's fortified by incredibly powerful demons, especially principalities and powers and second and third order demons, which is where we are, clearly. When, if you're executing Plan Z, okay, first and foremost, you have got to not tell anybody. Now, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I don't know where he is, and nobody does, and they're all chattering about it. Now, what I'm talking about is Obama. They point to Obama as being, oh, look, he's scared, he's running for it. If you're going to execute Plan Z, and you know that there are whistleblowers everywhere, what you're going to do is you're not going to tell anybody that you're going to execute Plan Z. In fact, nobody even knows for sure what Plan Z is. Or maybe there are a teeny-weeny little amount of people that do, but they don't know it. But what you would do as Obama is you would make it so the appearance would appear to the world that you are just one of the regular folks that are getting out of town. Even though you have access to trillions of dollars, even though you have access to magneto-leviton trains, your disappearance, people don't even remember. When Obama was first elected, he stood in the Temple of Zeus in the Denver Broncos Stadium, the Temple of Satan, and he made his inaugural address. Soon thereafter, he disappeared suspiciously and was later found with the Queen of England, who's, like, at that time was the prima donna reptilian of the world, next to the title known as the Pindar, which is a title reserved for some type of a Draco that brings messages directly from Satan, and they all are fearful of him. That's some complicated stuff, but let's go back to this concept. What are you going to do with Plan Z? Okay. Are you aware, I've mentioned this on other shows, that there was a day I was so bored I couldn't stand it. I'm sitting there alone by myself. I'm on my prayer chair, and I'm looking at hundreds of possible movies, and I don't see anything I want to watch. Then all of a sudden, appears a movie called The Edge of Darkness with Mel Gibson. I like Mel Gibson movies. So I never heard of this movie, so I said, this is definitely something that might be pretty good. So I clicked the button, and I started to watch. As the movie progressed, there was a lot of plot development, but as the movie progressed, the bottom line was Mel Gibson, who played the part of a police officer, found out that his daughter was working for a black ops operation way up, super ultra top secret, way above the president. And what they were doing was they were hacking into Iranian systems and they were stealing the architectures, the plans for making an Iranian nuclear bomb, the serial numbers, the materials, how they constructed it. They were stealing all that stuff. Wise to it. She got wise to it, and she came forward, and they shot her. Gibson thought they were trying to shoot him because he was a cop. That's part of the twist. But anyway, at the end of the day, she recognized what they were up to. They were going to build an Iranian nuclear bomb, and they were going to set it off in the United States. All right? So then, we go back over just for a second, and I have to fire up something that I didn't expect I was going to have to fire up. But we go back to the Rachel Baxter prophecy from 2015, where it says, and, you know, I apologize, but my computer is not behaving at all. I've been having a lot of trouble with it. So obviously, you know, the devil has not given up on putting me out as much as possible. But anyway, in the Rachel Baxter, we'll just call it a prophecy. Maybe it was a vision, a dream. I don't know. But I'm going to read it to you because you have to remember what was in what I just told you about the movie The Edge of Darkness. Okay? Now, the next thing I have to do is I have to find the Rachel Baxter prophecy. And unfortunately, it's early in the morning. I haven't even had a single cup of coffee, and I am... Here it is. All right. Let me zoom in on it while I'm babysitting Audacity from clicking off on me. It says, I'm going to read this. The title was given to it. The title that they gave to it on Z3 News is, quote, "An event will occur that will begin World War III, and there is no stopping it." I'm going to read you a little bit of this. Now, you need to reflect, please, in the name of Jesus, back to the edge of darkness. They were stealing Iranian information to build an Iranian nuclear bomb, so they had the perfect Pearl Harbor to start World War III. A false flag. Please, please do not forget that at the end of every RNC event with Donald Trump, they played the aria, the song that ends the movie... entitled Sum of All Fears. In a nutshell, in that movie, the bad guys put a nuclear bomb inside of a cigarette machine directly underneath where the president was sitting in a football stadium. And it went off, and it was bad. Well, they were playing the ending song of that movie at all the Donald Trump events. But you know why? Because the word said, we win, we win. So they're going, yay, Donald Trump's going to win. Without any regard to the fact that the movie that they took that song from was about a nuclear bomb meant to kill the president. But what if it's not meant to kill the president as much as it's meant to start World War III in a way that nobody, not even Donald Trump at his best, could stop? All right. Now I'm going to read the Rachel Baxter thing. It says, an event will occur that will begin World War III and there's no stopping it. Please remember the edge of darkness. Now let's listen. The Spirit of the Living God comes to you. Write what I say. An event will occur that will begin World War III without debate. And there is to be no stopping it. All the planning and scheming has led to this. Many will lose their lives. It is important that you rest in the shadow of the Almighty, your refuge and your strength. I come to you to hearken you to listen to all that I have to say. The underpinnings of this attack come not from afar, but from your own shores. Do not be deceived. I hope you heard that. I hope you're also able to get yourself a cup of coffee and put your thinking cap on and stitch it all together, because all these things happened. That was a 2015 prophecy I just read. My supernatural event of watching The Edge of Darkness happened around about the same time, give or take a year, one way or the other. It was some time ago. Now, I'm also going to read for you, if I can find it, and it's hard because there is a lot of news coming in, and I can barely keep up with it all. It's so hard. Here it is. I'm going to read this to you. I don't know how long it'll be before somebody takes it down, but I'm going to read it to you. This is by a guy who posted on Twitter. By the way, I didn't I don't want to say that I didn't believe it at first, but I held it, I put it on a shelf because I don't have a high level of trust for the rumor mill out there. This person who calls himself W.H. Crampaw says, breaking, excuse me, I have a bit of morning challenges that just come along with life in the 60s. I'll be 63 in just a few months. Certainly, here's the I'm reading from it now. Certainly, here's the content ordered as requested. The 10 days of darkness, no mere rumor. This has nothing to do with the supernatural 3 days of darkness during the day of the Lord, okay? This is a cue drop that this guy's talking about. And the cue drops actually blew the whistle on Podesta and Frazzle Drip. And if you don't know what that is, you might not want to look it up, if you know what I mean. I didn't believe it at first, but then I found out it was true. Anyway, this man calls himself W.H. Grandpa. He's quite the conspiracy theorist, in fact, extraordinaire. And he says, quote, "The silence is deafening and the clock is ticking. With every passing second, tensions mount. We are on day two of what many are calling the 10 days of darkness." Now, this is a, you know, creepy sort of a darkness, not a literal darkness. "And there is no turning back now. President Trump's eerie radio silence since election night has only added fuel to the fire. There is no longer a matter of speculation. It's a countdown to something massive, something meticulously planned, and something that promises to shake the foundations of everything we thought we knew. This isn't just another conspiracy theory. It's a signal to brace ourselves for impact. Trump's first day of going dark was November the 5th. November the 5th, Delta drop 88, 10 days, darkness, military operations." So this individual follows the cue drops really close. "The 10 days of darkness are not some trivial rumor circulating online, no. This concept has become a rallying cry, a warning of seismic shifts brewing just beneath the surface. For those watching closely, these days represent a deliberate shutdown, a purposeful blackout that is anything but ordinary. Isn't a time, it's a time of forced silence when key players are nowhere to be seen. Information is withheld, and every word becomes a potential clue in a deadly serious game. The silence of President Trump on platforms like Truth Social, X, Telegram isn't just a passing coincidence. Since election night, not a single post, not a tweet, nothing. This silence is louder than any speech and more deliberate than any press release. Something is happening behind the scenes, something so potent that it demands a wall of silence. If this isn't the beginning of the 10 days of darkness, then we are in the middle of something even bigger. Something so vast that no one even dares warn us. But those who are watching, they're seeing it. And they know this is just the beginning. Shut it down. The chilling warning days before the silence fell, 3 days before the election night, President Trump delivered a foreboding message. He said, quote, they're going to shut it down. He didn't mince words. He didn't soften the blow. He gave us a direct warning, plain as day, but with a haunting vagueness that makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up. What did he mean? What was he preparing us for? Some interpret the shut it down as a sign of impending information blackout, systemic removal of access, or even the deliberate collapse of communications. Others see it as a hint that something massive is about to break, something so shattering that the only solution is to put everything on pause. This isn't just a phrase to toss around lightly. This is a calculated statement designed to leave people wondering, questioning, and most importantly, bracing themselves. This warning was no accident. It wasn't an offhand remark. It was a flare shot into the skies, a signal to those paying attention to get ready for a storm. What exactly is being shut down? The media? Government operations? Or could it be we're on the cusp of a worldwide reveal, something so shocking that every institution, every narrative will be forced to confront it? It's coming. And this is silence? It's just the calm before the storm. Dive into day two of the 10 days of darkness and an intense countdown shrouded in mystery and speculation as President Trump's silence looms large and cryptic messages surface. We break down each clue and count down detail, building toward the fateful 15th. The 15th, I believe, is when the House of Representatives have to certify the election. But as this gentleman pointed out, it could be something far, far bigger. Are you ready to follow the crumbs and confront the truth? Buckle up. This journey through darkness is anything but ordinary. This darkness concept came from a cue drop, which, like I said, I'm not into, but I'll let this grandpa guy do it for me. Praise God. God has a way of handing me information when I need it. I don't have to focus on one thing. That's cool. Praise God. So I'm going to read for you this cue drop. I don't even know how you get a hold of these things, and I'm not sure I want to be distracted by them, because I figure God will give me the ones that I need to know and I need to convey. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your holy, fiery protection around about all of us. A thorny hedge of protection in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare that any entity of the darkness, any worker of Satan, any live or dead human spirit, any demon, any member of a witch coven, in the mighty name of Jesus, that attempts to set their will against us shall be immediately struck by the holy fire of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Surround us, we plead your blood, Jesus. Thank you, Father. The cue drop says, it's very cryptic, but think about this. 10 days, period. Darkness, period. Scare tactics, bracket, mainstream media, bracket. D's falling. That would be Donald Trump. D's falling. R's, walk away, removed. I don't know what that is. R's. And if you have any idea, keep in mind you can email me at jbaptist777@gmail.com. Praise God. S-A, that'd be South Africa. Then it points to the United States. Then it points to Asia. Then it points to the European Union. Something big. That's real big. That would be a big part of what... It's big. Let's leave it at that. Disinformation is real, period. Distractions are necessary, period. Focus was U.S. today, while real happening in South Africa under some context. Military control, martial law, missile strike, rogue, etc., period. Necessary, period. POTUS's Twitter attack, see above. Important, dot. Why is this relevant? Question mark. What was the last tweet by POTUS prior to SA? Why is this relevant? SA, number one. US, number two. Asia, number three. European Union, number four. Period. Where is POTUS, the President of the United States? Why is this relevant? Question mark. Military operations, period. operators in the U.S. Period. Snow White. The Great Awakening. Godfather 3. Now, there's a movie assignment for us, but I don't know if how much time we're going to have. Snow White? I wonder if that has anything to do with the bright white flash of light that is associated with a fissile reaction that occurs when the nuclear bomb is about to detonate. I don't know. Great Awakening. Godfather 3. What's Godfather 3? Where's POTUS? Something big. Could this have anything to do with that audio bite that I play all the time that goes all the way back beyond 10 years? The one from the emergency management folks that were located. It was a manager of an emergency management center in a particular county in, I believe it was Indiana. And let's see, show notes, radio shows, and let me find the clip. I have to type in mass graves. There we go. I'm going to play it for you. I played it before, but now it's going to be even more relevant, potentially. We don't know for sure. But boy, oh boy, right? Let's take a quick listen of this. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Why is one 5.62 meg and another one's 14.0? I'm going to go for the five, the smaller one, because we just need the gist of what they're talking about. So if they're babbling, we want to get right to the point. So I'm going to pick the smaller one. Here we go. Listen to this. Remember, they're befuddled. They do not understand. This is like 10 years ago. They're befuddled. They do not understand why Homeland Security and FEMA and everybody are calling them at the emergency center in Indiana. They speculate about bird flu. They can't figure it out. They're absolutely, they don't understand it. High winds, hardening the fire station, being prepared to stick a needle in everybody's arm that comes in from Chicago. What are you going to do when 400,000 people walk over to your county? Where do you want to put mass graves? Why do you have to inoculate everybody in 24 hours? That's called potassium iodide. That's the only thing that will stop nuclear exposure. High winds. Nuclear. Let's listen to this.
There's some things going on here in Indiana that I'm sure people are generally unaware of. And I have some contacts, I had made a contact with Superface to talk with him a little bit, but I'm not sure what happened. I think he had an ice storm down there, and I don't know if he's out of it for a while or not.
Yeah, he's disappeared. No one knows what. I think he's just focusing on the family right now. But you wrote a lot of things in your email. Why don't you just go through them one at a time and break it down for us? What do you see? What's going on?
About a year and a half to 2 years ago, we started being contacted by FEMA saying, you've got to put some plans together. The first plans had to do with, the reason was avian flu. Now, I don't know. My brother's a doctor, and a couple hundred people around the world have died from bird flu. And not really a serious threat right now, unless they know something that we don't. But the point is, we were to put together a plan to vaccinate every person in the county within 48 hours.
You're kidding me. Wow.
And then that plan has to be practiced two or three times. I mean, literally, we've gotten every police officer we can, and buses, and and volunteers and set it up. And, you know, logistically, it's just really not possible to do. I mean, we've run through this thing 100 times and in our heads and several times dry runs. It's just not logistically possible. But the point is, they want to be able to vaccinate people very fast for some reason. It might be bird flu, but my brother's saying that, you know, bird flu really, you know, is an event right now, unless they know something we don't know. Then the Sheriff's Department started getting long questionnaires. I got one myself. I didn't fill it out, but, and lots of questions of, you know, what kind of resources do we have? What kind of, how many officers? What can we handle? What are you going to do if Chicago has an emergency and you have 400,000 people heading in your county? Where can you put mass graves? We need to know spaces of mass graves. Can you, how many can you handle? Can you handle bodies from surrounding counties and those types of things? And we're going, what the heck are you guys talking about? You know, tell us what's going on. Hold up, and nothing's going on. We're just contingency plans. If something ever happened, you know, we just really need to know how to handle things. And then I was contacted by Homeland Security through our, what they've got, what we have to do is have what is called a hazard mitigation plan. All right, well, that sounds good. And what they're saying is FEMA is saying that disasters are costing them too much money. So we've got to have a plan to mitigate the damage from disasters if a disaster ever happens. And I understand you've got New Orleans, you've got fires in California, and you've got tornadoes in Oklahoma, and you have those things going on. But we're looking at and going, you know, look, we're in the middle of a cornfield. What kind of disasters are we talking about? Oh, earthquakes and, you know, fires and flooding and tornadoes. And we're, okay, well, what are the real chances of those things happening to us? Oh, it's very rare, but still, we want to have mitigation plans. What kind of stuff you talk about? I just had my last meeting today with them, in fact. And, you know, they're literally telling me that they want to harden our fire stations. All right, well, what do you mean by that? Well, you know how when a 747 hits, here's what he said today, when a 747 hits a nuclear reactor and just slides off of it, that kind of hardening we're talking about.
What the heck? Oh my God.
Well, first off, you know, I mean, for what reason? You know, if a 747 lands in the middle of town, it's not worried about the whole town. Forget the fire department.
Yeah. Oh God.
Oh, you know, that's just an example. Well, you know, hardened against water. What do you think's going to happen? Well, we think just maybe high wind.
High winds.
Those are two different things you're talking about there. You know what is going on? And you know, they're just so we've had to put together. And I went to the first two meetings. There's six mandatory meetings. That was the first two, and I said, this is a waste of time. You know, if you don't show, well, what's going to happen? Well, we don't know, but the law says you have to be involved in it. So we set up this meeting today and had this final meeting. But when we first got there, they laid this map out. It's like 10 feet by 5 feet of the whole county. And he said, we want to know every important thing in this county. We want to know where police departments are, where weapons are stored, hazardous material, where can we land a helicopter, where are the airports, how big of a plane can you land in those airports, where are all the bridges, where are all the power stations, where are all the generating stations, where are all the substations. I mean, they literally want to know everything. I'm sitting there thinking of this, as, you know, and I'm thinking, man, if there was ever martial law, this kind of information is exactly the kind of stuff they're going to want, because we're just laying it all out for them right there.
All right. So the shorter version, there was another part of the clip, if I'd have played the longer one, which even mentioned, what are you going to do if, you know, like 400,000 people come walking over from Chicago? The whole they're talking about a nuclear event in Chicago. Okay, and you heard them mention that already. You know, the word Chicago. So evidently this particular county is very close to Chicago. Now, let's just jet back over here to the Rachel Baxter December 21st of 2015. An event will occur that will begin World War III and there's no stopping it. Remember everything else. Remember the edge of darkness, the Iranian plans, the all that. Well, then Rachel Baxter goes on speaking what she hears from the Lord, and it says, look to Miami, look to Chicago, look to San Francisco, see what is happening. The wheels have been set in motion and they shall not be stopped. Where's POTUS? What's going on? And why was he standing at a podium with a man directly behind him wearing a Masonic pin? How does that slip by? One can only wonder. Now's the time, like never before, for us to be drawing into the secret place of the Most High, praising God and setting aside the time that we ought. Make the time. Be ready. Get your rapture jammies, because it looks like we're going a lot sooner than we thought. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I knew this was not over. And I'm sure by now you would agree with me. This is exciting, a little scary. But if we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, angels will lift us up lest we dash our foot against a stone. Praise his holy name. Father, we just thank you for this information. We thank you for the collection of information that goes back probably more than 10 years. And the blessing of being able to stitch it all together and ask perhaps the right questions. For there has never been a time such as this. Pray always to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand right there in front of Jesus at the wedding supper. Praise his name and have a really good day and a better weekend too. Because guess what? We're not from here and we're not staying here. God bless you all, and have an absolutely anointed weekend. Remember, I'm praying for you, and I pray that you're praying for me. God bless you.
Matchless, unchanging, untainted.